I think the right response to our recitation of the Lord's Passion is silence. I mean, I think it's the only thing in the end that hits that'll hit the mark. To say a couple of words, it's a horrible scene. It's a horrible, long, sordid affair. I mean, it feels like chaos. It's a virtual cacophony of competing agendas and desires and wishes and plans and hopes and whatever. Everybody seems to have his own story in the Passion narrative, and to see the twists and turns of the whole thing. I mean, we may not think that that our own personal agendas lead to such things, but there's something shocking about, of course, the whole thing. But the crowd at a fevered pitch, demanding the release of a murderer, when the Lord of Love and the Lord of Life is to be condemned at the same stroke. There's something about Jesus. There's something about love incarnate that simply is not useful for the advancement of other people's dreams and desires. Yeah, and that's it. Actually, the only steady hand in the whole narrative is Jesus. The only place of peace is Jesus, and how he makes this journey to the cross as the way of self-gift, fulfilling the plan of God to take on the chaos and cacophony of the world and to bring order out of it by suffering under its weight. And so I don't know if it's our reflection today, if have another reflection in mind is fine, but how do we see Jesus? Am I looking to Jesus to further or advance my own plans and dreams and desires? Or I simply give myself to him and walk the way of self-gift, which does not count the cost, but is likely to bring our bearing some of the weight of the world's suffering and pain as we seek to bring God's love to life wherever we are. Jesus here has done it in the most extraordinary circumstances and labored under the heaviest burden so that we can too pick up our cross and follow him.